Praise the Lord. I am thankful that we can be salt and light, aren't you? And I started this morning and I read to you the verses that were here in where it talks about, I don't know, there it is, where it talks about salt and light, and how in Matthew, you can read them in Luke, where the Lord said, you are the salt of the earth, the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And how does salt lose its saltiness? I don't know. I think it gets mixed with other stuff and it gets contaminated. I can't imagine. I have, we don't use a lot of salt, and I have salt that's been in shakers for a long time and it's still salty. And if you don't have it mixed with dirt or dust or something, it's still salty, you know, it's salt. Maybe it loses, I can't tell the difference in saltiness. And light, how does light lose its luster? Well, it doesn't. The only way to conquer light is to put it under a bushel or to put it under a thing where you're not able to see it. It's diffused or it's blocked or it's behind a shadow. And tomorrow the sun, the moon will cross between the sun and the earth. That's why it's called an eclipse, because it blocks the sun. The moon will block that for a short period of time. So what are you saying? I am saying that for all of us, you know, the presence and power of God, it's just on us trying not to get contaminated with the other spirits and the other stuff and all the things that, you know, the enemy would like to throw at us. And we're living in a spiritually overwhelming at times society and world, to the extent that we are bombarded to get angry, to get frustrated, to be less than Christ-like. And I read you a lot of verses this morning. And what I will show you again, a verse that I read this morning, but it talks about how important is us staying spiritually clean, spiritually well, spiritually whole. And I know you can easily say, well, how do I do that? How do I stay spiritually in touch? Because if you're not careful, our world, our society, you can get overwhelmed with the signs. You can get overwhelmed with attitudes. You can get overwhelmed with how you perceive you've been done wrong, or how you perceive what's going on in the world, or what somebody does. You can turn out on a road, and if you turned before somebody wanted you to turn, or they didn't know you were turning, whether you have your blinker on, whatever, you can all of a sudden feel a spiritual attack and see the result of them feeling very angry and frustrated and feeling overwhelmed and feeling like you did me wrong. You pulled out. And, you know, it's like, I didn't even realize that was you, Lord, that I was pulling out in front of. I would not have done it. I was trying to get in. And I know my, y'all, you all know, you've lived with around here with me preaching long enough that I'm, I guess, the world's worst driver, or I need a lot of prayer or something. But, you know, I find, and so how do you stay spiritually pure of that, you know? Because, you want to pull up beside them and go, I'm going to show you, or whatever you do, however you want to respond, you want to have a human nature response. And if you don't, God bless you. My humanity sometimes wants to stand up. Anybody ever know what I'm talking about? No, maybe not yours. Maybe everything you just give a great love, joy, peace, goodness, long suffering. Oh, hallelujah. But the only way I know, and I'll show you, I read the verse this morning, but I'll show you what David wrote in Psalms as he was wrapping up the 149th Psalm where he said, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king." And I know we sang beautifully, and I appreciate the worship, and I appreciate the choir, and I appreciate all the songs, and I'm so thankful they sing a lot of songs that I can hum along to or know. And I've been in places where they're singing songs and I don't know them at all, and I just looking and I'm clapping my hands and it sounds cool and it's neat, but I'm not worshiping, you know what I'm saying? But at some point I've got to really let the presence of the Lord flow through me to wash me, to cleanse me. It is not enough just to simply say, "Oh, I have the Holy Ghost. I got it in 1934, and it's been, you know, it's only 90 years old, and I haven't prayed through since." God bless us. You got to get real and let the worship. And he said, "Let them praise his name in a dance. Let them sing praises. The Lord takes pleasure in his people." And I read this morning that we are begotten of God. Am I a child of God or not? The Lord wants to take pleasure in us. Yes. And I know. I have three granddaughters now, and even the youngest one, when she sees me, I want her to smile. I want her to engage. I want her to be glad to see me. Yes. Huh? I want her to, you know, my grandchildren to reach out. "Good to see you, Papa. I've been gone 2 days, 3 days. I've been not where I..." Huh? You say, "Oh, well, he takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek." You know what is the most beautiful thing you can have? Salvation. And he says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword," that's the word of God, "in their hand," taking the word of God, which is a two-edged sword. And do you know what is supposed to happen when we do that? It executes vengeance on the heathen. When you are able to praise God, when you don't feel like praising God, when you shouldn't, you should be angry, when you don't have the right response, it is like you are slaying the spirit that is coming at you to try to get you to respond inappropriately. Yes. You say, "Well, there's so many spirits, they're so bad." I know, but you know how to defeat it? He says this: you take vengeance on the heathen. He goes on to say, look at this. Punishments on the people. What does it do? It binds their kings with chains. What? Principalities, power. If you are wrestling against something, that's when you start worshiping the Lord. You start praising God. "Oh, I just feel like I need to do X, Y, Z. This is overwhelming me. I'm feeling like I just need to, I could just go off. I'm just so angry." You know what? If you'll just stop and say, "Reset. Lord, I love you. I thank you. You are great and greatly." You know what it does? It binds those kings and principalities and spiritual wickedness in chains. It binds the nobles with fetters of iron, and it executes upon them the judgment written. This, what? Honor have all his saints. You get to stop the spirits that are coming against you. That is a powerful privilege of a child of God. Amen. You say, "Well, I can't help it. If you wouldn't have been that mean, if you wouldn't have said this, if you wouldn't have done that." Oh, I know. I've been there, done that, bought a t-shirt. I can blame somebody else for everything. Huh? Or I can say, you know what? I have the honor and the privilege of all of a sudden having a spiritual reaction to something that I don't feel like having a spiritual reaction to. And when I do, that spirit cannot lodge in my heart. It cannot lodge in my mind. It cannot get into my spirit. Why? Because all of a sudden I realize I'm a child of God. I'm supposed to respond differently. Well, I can't respond differently. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. You don't know what they... Oh, really? Well, get Jesus to explain it to me. How was he treated? I don't know. Maybe he should have been beaten and spit upon and had a crown of thorns. Explain that to me. Just ask the Lord to give you an explanation. Father, forgive them. Huh? Wow. And that's why, and I read the Philippians scripture, and I'll read it again, but notice this, Romans 2:28-29. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one where? Inwardly. And the circumcision is that of the heart, the emotions, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Go ahead, Sister Tracy. And I read it this morning, Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision. We are who do what? What should be what we do? Worship God in rejoice in and have no. It's not about who I am. It's not about what I've been through. It's not about how I feel. It's I have got to worship and praise. And then you can just start from there and start reading in Psalms. David, who did not have the Holy Ghost, though, wrote this sense of worship. I will bless the Lord when I feel good. I will bless the Lord when things are going well. I will bless the Lord when I have a lot of strength. I will bless the Lord when I got paid on payday. I will bless the Lord. What did he say? At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What are you doing? I'm praising the Lord. Why? Because at all times I was called out of darkness into his marvelous light, that I would praise him and worship him. It does not matter how I feel, what day of the week it is, where I am, I'm supposed to praise him. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. What do you mean? When you are being spiritually attacked, you know what you have to do? Start worshiping your way through it. Fear is palatable. I mean, I could spend an hour here preaching about fear, you know. Go into a dark building, go into whatever. Wake up in the middle of the night. You know, heart, oh, my head, my leg, my arm, huh? One fear after another one. Anybody? Oh, no, not me. I've never had a fear. Oh, I've never had to battle that. Oh, let me just tell you how powerful this is. But he said, you know how to defeat it? I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, but what if this is your last? I would rather go out praising the Lord with a praise on my mouth. Lord, if this is it, so be it. I love you. You are great and greatly to be praised. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. What are you saying? In the midst of whatever you're going through, I am so glad there is a force that can save you out of all your trouble, out of everything you're feeling. There is an angel of the Lord that encamps around about them that know him and fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Wow. But you say, I want to be salt. I want to be light. I'm here to tell you, you cannot be a light and not have a spiritual connection of worshiping the Lord, because you are not going to always feel like this. You're not going to always feel like bless the Lord at all times. A lot of times you're going to feel like, let me get a hold of you and I'll show you a blessing. Huh? Well, if you knew what I... Psalm 78 says, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their what? Children. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And I know I could stop right there and preach to all the parents, and I'm thankful for all the parents that bring their children, and I know it's frustrating, and I know it's overwhelming, and I know they run around and they don't maybe even get anything out of the service, but I hope not only here, but when you're at home, they hear you blessing the Lord, they see you praising the Lord, they hear you saying the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Why? Because the next generation has got to know how to pray, how to praise, how to worship, how to get into the presence of the Lord. He said, oh, that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, whose spirit was not steadfast in God. Lord, help us in this hour. Yes. Psalm 78. You can read it, verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all day. 23rd verse, same chapter. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of all the problems and all the things that I'm going, of thy righteousness all day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought into shame that seek my hurt. What are you saying? David was showing all of these things. He goes on. I probably got way too many. I got into Psalms and I was blessing the Lord, and the more I saw, the more, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing songs, talk of his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Psalms 145, I will extol thee, my God, my King. I will bless thy name. Every day I will bless thee. I will praise thy name forever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise to the next generation and shall declare his mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work, and men shall speak of the might in the terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. And they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, tender mercies. Over all his works, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. Why are you getting off on all of that? I'll tell you, and I'm through. I could have read 20 or 30 more. But when the Jews that had followed Jesus, the Bible says 500 saw him resurrected, but 120 went to the upper room. Could have been more, could have been 300, could have been 400, could have been 500, but we know that after 10 days it ended up with just 120. And they were praying, they did some things, they voted on a new disciple, and you know, you can read it, Acts the first chapter, Acts the second chapter. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and it was time for the Lord to light them up, put cloven tongues like as a fire. I talked about it this morning, and we're all here, and we know what the Holy Ghost is and all of the above. And here it was when the Holy Ghost came, and it fell, and 120 people who had never received the Holy Ghost begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And they were getting loud and they were getting boisterous and they were talking in foreign languages and they came spilling out of the upper room and there were all these people around and they could hear these Galileans saying things like, what? What were they saying? They were talking in tongues. But what were they saying?
Fine.
Acts, the second chapter. Go ahead. Next slide. The 11th verse. Cretes, Arabians, you know what they said? We do hear them speak in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. You want to be a light? What are you talking about? What's on your conversation? All the stuff, all that's going on. You're talking about how good God is, how powerful God is. You say, but you don't understand. Here's what it says. They were amazed. And you know what they said? What meaneth this? Why? Because it is rare then and it's rare today to hear someone talk about how good God is and how powerful he is. You just don't hardly hear that anymore. You don't hardly hear somebody say, and I know. I personally like it. I like it when they get somebody that just won the national championship and they put a mic in. I don't know what kind of relationship with God they have, but I like it when they say, I want to thank the Lord Jesus. And I say, I hope they keep praising him until those praises begin to come from the inside out. You say, well, they're not there. They were cussing earlier. They were fighting earlier. They were knocking it. But you know what? Oh, God, help us. If they can say it, do it, how much more should we be a light and salt in this hour that we say the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I will bless the Lord.